Welcome to Fleischmann Hillard's Europe podcast, where the Brussels team and a variety of guests discuss the intersection of European politics, policy and communication, on and offline.
Are digital tools an integral part of your work as a journalist here in Brussels?
I would say they're increasingly becoming an integral part. I think that the development has been a bit slow in terms of my finding connections between Twitter and my work, but we are, as a publication, we're trying to have more of a digital media presence, which so far has mostly just been linking our articles as tweets, specific articles that we think are interesting. Increasingly, there have been a couple instances where I've picked up on stories based on a tweet somebody has sent out. It's still relatively rare. I'd say I'm mostly finding stories in the old-fashioned way, getting a phone call or receiving a press release. But I think more and more I am picking up stories through social media or through web tools like that.
Great. And in general, across the media landscape here in Brussels, how seriously do you think editors take the digital work of their journalists, the online work that the journalists are doing?
I think there's definitely some resistance, particularly among an older generation that tends to see Twitter as a waste of time. I think part of it is a lot of editors don't understand that there may not be an immediately obvious use for Twitter at first, that you might just start tweeting and then you kind of figure out a use for it as you go along. And that's true with other social media applications as well. And I think a lot of editors, when they can't see the immediate utility of one of these social networks, they kind of shoot the idea down of becoming more involved with it or something like that. I've encountered some resistance to some of these social media drives, but I think it's something that editors they know they should be more involved with it because they're hearing that, I think, from their higher ups on one hand, but then also just kind of the buzz. So there's this idea that, oh yes, we should be getting more involved with social media, but on these specific applications, I've encountered a lot of skepticism.
Okay. And how would you say the state of digital journalism is here in Brussels, say compared to Washington DC or other markets?
Back when I used to report in Washington DC, we didn't have any of these, fun things. So I'm not sure the level of penetration, how big that is in Washington. I assume it's probably like here. There is definitely a real kind of community of people who are on Twitter, who are existing in these, I'm not sure what you'd call them, Euro-Twittering circles, where people tend to know each other and they tend to link back to one another. And I've definitely picked up on that more here than in London, for instance. So I think there is a real community of people using social media here in Brussels, I think more than other places, in my experience at least.
Okay, and you've mentioned that you've picked up some tips for stories from Twitter in particular. You know, how much of your source material would you say comes from Twitter or from people using digital to communicate directly to you, apart from email, of course, but via Facebook or other sources?
Well, yeah, the Twitter things that I picked up have been things that I may have noticed first on Twitter, but they were sometimes a link to a press release that I probably would have seen anyway, eventually. But sometimes people have posted things on Facebook, for instance, that I hadn't known about or hadn't heard about. This is usually more for kind of feature type stuff. But certainly I'm hearing kind of trend things more often from social media. In terms of a specific development, usually that's still kind of the old-fashioned way.
Okay, so would you say to those of us who are advocating issues in Brussels to use more social media at the moment, or to use a combination of social media and traditional ways of getting through to you? Have you any tips for us?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think that one interesting way of presenting an issue might be just have a tweet linking to a very quick summary of what specific issue is. So if there was a development, I mean, it's always helpful to have a really quick background or even a video. That would be amazing. But yeah, I'd say just a kind of a quick summary of an issue is good, both for journalists and for just the public. I think if they see something interesting on Twitter, they're more likely to look at a quick summary or a quick video than a tweet that links directly to maybe a long article or a press release that might lose their interest.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, you blog and you tweet, and you also use Foursquare, which is something that's on the up and coming. Why do you use Foursquare? And also, do you have, you know, are there any other trends or tools on your radar screen that you think we should watch out for in the time to come?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure why I use Foursquare. And this is something that everyone else I know who is using it asks the same question. I think it's this kind of thing that seems to have a lot of potential, but it's not quite there. And so at the moment, I don't think there is much purpose to my using Foursquare.
Although it's fun.
It's fun, yeah. I mean, I can get points and I can become the mayor of places. I'm the mayor of the European Commission on Foursquare, which is kind of funny, I guess. But I think it has real potential in terms of seeing who else is at the place that you are at. If I was, say, at a conference, you could, although this capacity doesn't exist on Foursquare now, but I think it has the potential where if you were at a location, you could send out a message to all the people who were at the locations. Say, me as a journalist, I could send out a question saying, you know, what do you guys think of what was just said or something like that. At least in Brussels, well, the take-up of Foursquare is quite low in Brussels only because of the iPhone laws here, and not many people have iPhones because you have to pay wholesale and all these reasons. So when I'm checking into places here in Brussels, I am usually the only one, whereas if I'm in London or New York, there's lots of other people. So I don't know if I see Foursquare becoming a huge thing in Brussels only because the iPhone take-up is so low, and that's the easiest tool to use Foursquare with, because they have them for BlackBerry, but it's not. It's not as friendly.
Thanks very much for answering our questions.
You're welcome.